You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Hannah.
How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. It's such a beautiful day today.
It's pretty nice. Crisp autumn mornings.
Yeah, I quite like it though.
I love it.
You feel kind of like you have to just get out the door.
It's nice.
So what are we going to be looking at today? Obviously, we were listening to a piece of music because...
That was the group, The Mountain Goats. And the book that I'm talking about today is called Universal Harvester by John Darnielle, who is the main guy from the group, The Mountain Goats. And this is his second novel. He's a novelist.
Wow.
Yeah, it's his second novel. His first book, Wolf in the White Van, was a really big seller for us.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very popular writer. And the second one, I think the hook for me is that it's centred around VHS. And I'm a big fan of VHS, you know? Like, do you remember when video stores used to be such a big thing, you know?
I remember, yeah, it was like an event.
Totally. And, you know, I remember having lots of videos at home, mm-hmm. and going to film school and having access to the film library, all those videos that I used to dub, you know, dubs of dubs, mm-hmm. and video shops were really exciting. I remember going to Arrow Video for the first time, and I used to get videos sent to me in Hamilton.
Oh my gosh.
When I lived there. And Videon in Balmoral. That was really exciting, you know, going to the video shop. And it's kind of a dying thing now, really. They're all sort of closing down. So this book is set in small town Nevada, Iowa. And it's the 1990s, so, you know, a pre-DVD era. And Jeremy, our protagonist, is a young man who lives with his father. His mother's passed away, and it's just the two of them. And he works at a place called the Video Hut, the town's video shop. And it's a nice, easy, safe job for him.
So is this fiction?
It's fiction. It's
okay.
A novel.
Cool.
Yeah. He enjoys watching films. You know, he watches them in the evening with his father. And, you know, it all seems pretty nice. And then things start to get a bit weird when a regular customer who he has a bit of a crush on, Stephanie, she comes in and she's returning a video copy of Peter Bogdanovich's film Targets. And this is one of the things I really loved about the book, all the film references. It's
a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, totally. I read it that way. Great. It's a great one for film lovers. So anyway, Stephanie tells Jeremy that something's wrong with the video. You know, there's something wrong with it. There's something else on it.
Oh.
And then other customers start coming in and bringing tapes back saying that there's odd, disturbing scenes spliced into the films. So they'll be watching the film, something really disturbing kind of is spliced into the video, and then it resumes playing as normal. And it's really quite disturbing, and they're quite cryptic little pieces, sort of murky, quietly menacing scenes, black and white, empty barns, people with canvas bags on their
heads. Stunning to sound like it's a mystery novel.
It's quite creepy. It's really unsettling. So that there's a real horror thriller kind of element to it.
Maybe not for me then.
And Jeremy sort of is crippled by a kind of passivity, and he doesn't really want to know what's behind the scenes because he's actually quite freaked out about it. And then he shows the videos to his manager, Sarah Jane, and she becomes quite compelled and obsessed by it. And she recognises the farmhouse and one of the murky sort of scenes, and so she actually goes out there. and starts investigating it. So
there's just so much happening.
It's quite
Nancy Drew comes in.
So the book is divided into four parts that connect together, and I feel like it got a bit disjointed and a little bit confusing at times, but essentially it's kind of a thriller. It's a thriller, but I found that, you know, in terms of horror and thriller, a lot of it's psychological, you know, so it's not really
graphic,
a horror.
Yeah.
It's sort of head stuff, which I liked. But the setting in it is really evocatively portrayed. I mean, you know, in the beginning, Iowa, with its sort of dusty, sweeping cornfields, seems really sleepy and quite idyllic.
Mm.
But then it's not long before it sort of starts to get really creepy, you know, cornfields at night, man. You know, that's pretty sinister kind of stuff. But yeah, a lot of the horror and thriller is quite atmospheric and quite implied. So it's a page turner because, you know, I mean, I wasn't absolutely in love with it, but I was absolutely compelled to find out what happened. And I think more than a horror and thriller, it's kind of really more a story about isolation, loneliness, and grief, which kind of surprised me. But he's a smart writer, and I'm really not a fan of his music. I can't stand the Mountain Goats. I never have. I remember a guy making me a tape of Mountain Goats music in the early 2000s, and I hated it.
That was it.
But, you know, they have a lot of fans, and he's a good writer. He should stick to writing and refine that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
because he's good at this. So, I think I read it from quite a nostalgic, romantic kind of point of view, I think.
And was it kind of just like a fun book to read and get into? And
yeah, I think I just loved the whole VHS angle. I really loved that. It's great.
And so it's
such a good idea, you know? Yeah. It's such a good idea. I don't know kind of why it hasn't been done before. Kind of, you know, I guess people could compare it to the film The Ring.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know, that kind of meta creepy.
So if people want to get a copy of this,
it's at Unity Books, plenty in stock. We're already selling it really well.
Cool.
And it's called Universal Harvester by John Darnielle. It is $37.
Easy. Thank you so much, Karen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.